Good morning, Red Rocks. Welcome to another exciting week of school. Today is August 22nd, 2022, and here are the events that are coming up this week.
There's a special schedule August 25th and 26th. Thursday and Friday are assessment days this week. Check with your teachers to find what time you should come to school on those days.
Monday, August 22nd is Be an Angel Day. Find someone to help that day or just act like an angel.
Friday, August 26th is Dog Appreciation Day.
So take your best friend for a walk or give them a special treat.
Want to know some fun books to read? First, I have one for K through first. It's called Where the Wild Things Are by Marcel Sindak. It's about a boy who gets sent to his room and goes into this world of wild things. The next one is for second and third. It's called The Mouse and the Motorcycle, and it's about this mouse named Ralph, and he lives in a hotel and finds a motorcycle and starts to ride it. And I won't give much more away. My last book is for 4th and 5th grade, called Brown Girl Dreaming by Jacqueline Woodson. It's one of my favorite books that I've ever read. It's written in poetry and is about this girl that grew up in the 1940s and 50s. It's sad at some parts and happy at others, but that's all I have to say for now. Don't forget to check out some of these books at your local library and school. Have a great day!
I'm Emma. I'm doing the student spotlight interview. So, tell me a little about yourself.
Okay, I'm Sydney. I'm in fifth grade in Mr. Moore's class. I have one brother, and I have a dog. His name is Brooklyn, and he is a lab husky mix and many other things.
Sydney here was on student council last year.
Yeah.
And she's been a big impact in the school so far. So tell me, Sydney, what do you like to do in your spare time? Like hobbies, sports, anything?
Yeah. So I'm on a swim team. So I do that 2 days of the week. I really like to act. So I did the school plays last year. I also read a lot and finger weave.
So what is a pet peeve that drives you crazy, and why does it really drive you crazy?
So my pet peeve is basically when people exclude me, and it just makes me drives me crazy, and I get super annoyed and excluded and jealous sort of.
If you could visit any place in the world, where would you go and why?
I think I'd probably go to New York because I used to live there, and I'm a city girl, but I also really like the country. So I think I'd probably go to a city and then go out to upstate. Yeah.
What would you like to be remembered for on this earth or at this school?
I'd like to be remembered as being a really nice person and making positive impacts.
So, what is or are your favorite authors?
Okay, my favorite author, I think, is Rick Riordan. I don't know, many people pronounce his last name differently, but I really like the Percy Jackson. I like all the mythology different series he writes.
What are some of your interests?
I like researching, just random I find researching very fun. I also am very interested in designing clothing and things. I don't know, I like just being creative and stuff.
So. Yeah, it sounds like you're very creative. So that is all the time we have now. So this is Sydney, and she's been wonderful. So say bye.
Bye, thank you.
Thank you for listening to Terrible Dad Jokes. This week's theme is birthday jokes, because my dad, who loves terrible dad jokes, has his birthday this week. Try not to laugh too hard. What does the math teacher like to eat on their birthday? Pie. What did the pirate say on his 80th birthday? I'm 80. Get it? I'm 80. What song do you sing a snowman on his birthday? Freeze a Jolly Good Fellow. What do you call a bunch of balloons in the bathroom? A birthday potty. Did you hear about the tree's birthday celebration? It was really sappy. What kind of music do balloons hate? Pop music. Why did the student eat their assignment? Because the teacher said it was a piece of cake. This is Brody. Thank you for listening to Terrible Dad Jokes.
Thank you for joining us for the latest and greatest from our Red Rock students. Your podcast crew this week was Jake, Sienna, Ellie, Emma, and Brody. Great job, kids! If you'd like to be a part of this podcast, sign up in the Bitmoji library on the website by clicking on Mrs. McDowell's cell phone. And remember, the difference between ordinary and extraordinary is that little extra.
R-O-C-K! You rock! You rock!